More than 1,000 Californians die each year in speed-related traffic collisions, according to San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu. Tens of thousands more have been injured. That's why he's proposing legislation to place speed detection systems on streets that would use radar to detect a driver's speed. Driving has decreased during the pandemic, but traffic fatalities have risen by 8%. Assemblymember Chu is the author of AB 550, and he says that far too many Californians are dying from traffic collisions.
These deaths are completely, utterly preventable. We're here because there is a tested, widely used technology that can prevent these deaths, a tool effectively used by over 140 cities throughout our country. Numerous peer-reviewed studies have confirmed that speed safety systems can lead to dramatic improvements at high crash locations, reducing speed, crashes, and fatalities.
Chu says speed detection systems work by changing drivers' behavior. They're currently not permitted in California, but AB 550 would change that and make them legal. If implemented, this radar and camera system would only be able to cite someone for a civil offense rather than a criminal one. Also, the fines could be no more than $125. In addition to pedestrians and cyclists on city streets, speeding drivers also threaten work crews on state and local construction zones where they face being injured or killed by speeding drivers. Extensive studies have shown that there is a direct correlation between the speed at which a vehicle travels and the likelihood that a collision ends in loss of life. When a driver traveling at 20 miles per hour hits a pedestrian, there is a 90% chance that pedestrian will survive. At 40 miles per hour, the chance of survival drops to 20%. Chu says his bill would direct the California Transportation Agency to establish stakeholder working groups to set guidelines for pilot programs on dangerous streets. AB 550 requires the pilot programs to have strong privacy protections in place, including a ban on facial recognition software. Data from a speed safety system cannot be used for any other purpose or shared with any other entity except in response to a court order or subpoena. Jenny Yu, a founding member of San Francisco Bay Area Families for Safe Streets, says a speeding car changed her 62-year-old mother's life when she was crossing a street.
That speeding driver left my vibrant 62-year-old mom with a ruptured spleen, fractured ribs, and a fractured humerus. That speeding driver also left my mom, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and proud wage earner, with other injuries that would never heal. Since the crash, my mom suffers from severe cognitive impairment, symptoms of extreme stages of Alzheimer's, severe depression, severe post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal tendencies. For an entire decade now, my mom's daily reality is far from what many would say is living.
Yu describes how while her family struggles to take care of her mother, they try to remember the good times. She says that bills like AB 550 will save lives and prevent crashes like the one her mother experienced. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says that 30 people are killed every year and 500 are injured while traveling on streets in San Francisco. Breed says that car and pedestrian collisions are a public health crisis and that the most vulnerable San Franciscans are at risk.
How half of our most dangerous streets, the 13% of streets where over 75% of the collisions occur, are located in low-income communities of color where people rely heavily on walking and transit as their primary means of transportation. While only a third of our city streets run through historically disadvantaged communities, streets in these neighborhoods are almost twice as likely to be on the high injury network as compared to other areas.
Breed says she is committed to making streets safe for people and says that California is missing an important tool to make this happen. Chu says that a similar bill was introduced back in 2017 but didn't pass. AB 550 is expected to be heard in an Assembly Policy Committee this spring. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.